For October, it was 35 hours, right?
For who?
For
yeah, hold on, let me pull it back up just so I know what I'm talking about. Are you talking about on the paper or what's in the system?
On the system, it got 21.
Yeah. So even the paper, what did that paper say? Didn't I say I was wrong?
Huh?
Remember when I said, didn't I say I was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So if I said I was wrong, that means yeah.
Okay, so his service plan is actually 35 hours.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I can look.
That's why I'm calling you, Nick.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. All right. Okay, wait a minute. So October 1st, first shift, 21 hours weekly of personal care service, typically 3 hours per day. Okay. Now that's what they had for, that's October. October 1st, they had one thing, and they sent some October 2nd for another 14 hours.
Okay. So what you say?
One of them was 21 hours, and one was for 14.
So a total of 35 hours a week.
35, yes.
All right, because it needs corrected.
I feel like you should probably just let me put both of them authorization numbers in there.
No, I mean, you know. They're just showing over units when it's not over units.
Because you know what? This is definitely your handwriting. It says bill separately. You wrote bill separately on this paper. Huh?
I didn't say nothing.
I just want us to do it right. Oh, 35 hours. Yep. That's what I put in here, 35 hours.
Okay. And the authorization number 0930, T as in Tom, T, S to the Sam, 5, W as in William.
Okay, that one, that on that paper, that's the one for 14 hours. And that's the one that is in the system. That's the problem. That's the one for 14 hours.
Okay.
The one for 21 hours is a whole totally different.
Okay, so that has to be changed.
Okay, so.
What's give it to me?
Give you the authorization number? Okay.
Yep.
It is 09. 30, T as in Ted, J as in Johnny.
Oh, okay. T as in Ted, J as in Johnny.
Johnny, yeah, J as in Johnny. S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
The number 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then X.
And X, right.
Yep.
So 0930, Tom, J. Tom, James, Sam, 4, X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's the one for 21 hours.
All right. And that's for October through
September. September 5th, 2025, until 8/31/2026.
Okay. All right. Let me change that.
They both have the same authorization dates, but different authorization numbers. So now I see what it is. Right now we're trying to bill for more hours, and that authorization only covers 14 hours, the one that was already in there.
How many hours?
For the one that the number I just gave you?
Yeah.
21 hours.
That date is what?
Beginning 9/5/25 to 8/31/26. Uh-huh.
Overlapping, but the same service is not allowed. Okay.
Uh-huh. So that other one, so remember the other one that was already in here? And it had the dates of 10/8/25 to 8/31/26. Change those hours.
So hold on
a minute. September 5th. Until 8/31. Both of them have the same date. That's why I'm saying you need to change the hours. That's why that one's not letting you do it.
Why is he doing 26? I wanted to do 25.
Here, I'll show you. Because I think I know what the problem is. I do know what the problem is. That authorization that we got for 35 hours, that should only be 14 hours. And then the other one I just gave you over the phone is the one for 21 hours.
You said what, Nikki? That authorization not going to work because of why?
The one I just gave you.
Yeah.
That's the one that should be in there for 21 hours.
Okay.
The one that's already in there should be for 14 hours, but we have it at 35 hours.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, hold on. All right, well, let me fix this.
Yep, the one that's in there, make it 14 hours. And then the one I gave you, make it 21.
All right. Make this for 14. But do those are you? Are those you hours or no?
Those what hours?
Does it say, okay.
Do you want the code on them? It's T19, then a U2.
Okay, that's all. Yes, U2. Okay.
So the one that was already in the system, ending in S5W. That one is T19U2. That's the service code requested. And the one that you're putting in now, it is just T1019.
Okay, well, now, 21 hours.
Hey, Alondra.
What?
Hold on, I'm coming over there.
Okay, that's fine.